This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You know what? Every time I see this guy, and he comes in here, I get in a really good mood. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about the co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, co-chairman of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame, co-host of The Steakhouse. He is Rusty Manziel. Rusty, I love seeing you. We always have good conversations. We laugh. We get in a good mood. What kind of good stuff you got for me
Well,
today?
It should be kind of a sign. I just came into Motley Crue. She got the looks to kill. Listen to this. I'm not going to hijack this segment. The fact that everybody in Motley Crue is still alive, we all have hope. So there you go.
Yeah, including Mick Mars.
That dude's like Weekend at Bernie's. He's been dead 3 years.
Bo and I went and saw the Stones, and Mick Jagger was running across the stage at like 81, and I was like, man, good for that guy.
Yeah,
like,
no
he
doubt,
has
man.
Lived it.
Dude,
no, he has.
I would love for 30 for 30 on that.
Have you ever heard the story? I know you've heard. I know we're gonna get to some other stuff. Have you ever heard the story that when Skynyrd open for the Stones.
The tongue, yeah.
And they said don't walk on the tongue.
Yeah.
And literally when they're in the middle of Freebird, everybody but the drummer was out there on the tongue.
Dude,
and Van Zandt led the whole thing.
You should watch the documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd and them making music in that hot box in Jacksonville. No, he wouldn't let them, no air condition.
Mm-hmm.
He would make them stay in there all day long and just sweat your you know what off to like, if you want good music, we're gonna do it here all day. Like those dudes were rough now. Those were some rough crew, but
yeah.
Got a chance
ultra
to meet
talented.
Randy Owen a few years back as well, man. So,
yeah.
good people.
Yep. Well, usually I do try to bring good news.
Yeah. Mm.
This one riled me up. And I'll say this. I called Mike yesterday. And when you call another man at 9:45 on a Wednesday morning, it either goes one of two ways.
I don't like this.
Either I just saw Carmen Electra at Quick Trip, or I'm in jail. I need your help.
There's no in between. I answered the phone, and what did I say? I said, all right, talk dirty to me. What do you got? Because I knew it's something coming up.
And after I told him this, Mike goes, dude, stop, man. So in Athens, got a chance to watch a young lady I coached for 2 years. Went to watch her play, Lindy Ray Davis, a senior at Georgia. I went and surprised her, watch her play Oklahoma State. They won. Found out some scoop while I was in town, and it didn't give me the warm and fuzzies. Like, it kind of pissed me off to think about it. The New Orleans Saints had everybody in their building there Tuesday night.
Mm.
Not only did they work out the top players at
Georgia. Yeah, okay, so hang on. Let's go through this. Stop. So, okay, they were there to work out, Malachi Starks?
Yeah.
Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker is kind of going to them, right?
Ty Ingram Dawkins, Tate Ratledge,
yeah.
Dan Jackson. They worked them all out. Here's what I don't want to hear about.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Where is their new coach from?
Well, he was the offensive coordinator of the Eagles.
Do you think for 1 minute he didn't sit in that room and go, hey, guys, it's work for Philly. They got potentially 14 draft-eligible guys that we could possibly dig into. Now, the Eagle stuff, it's cute. You know, there's a bunch of Georgia guys up there. I don't want any of them dudes in the damn Saints. I can't deal with that.
It's just funny because
I can't deal with that.
It comes on the back end of us talking about the Falcons contingent at the Pro Day. And I said this to you yesterday when we kind of had a chance to chop a little bit of this up. And I told you that when Nick took over at Alabama, and I'm assuming Kirby does it the same way, he didn't want individual pre-draft workouts to be scheduled. He told NFL teams.
Because the amount of prospects y'all have.
Right, because the amount of prospects. You started to get into the 10, 12, and 14 range of guys. He was like, guys, if you want to work out my players, we will do 1 day a week per week.
And that's what it was, right?
Yeah. Well, the problem is that I never once witnessed another head coach or GM or anybody at any of those workouts. And you're talking about Rolando McClain and a number of first-round draft picks. The fact that Kellen Moore, being where he's from.
Assistant GM.
We're talking about the Falcons contingent of 22. It sounds like we're talking about a similar number from New Orleans flying to
and
Athens.
They go to dinner at Chuck's the night before. I had a buddy was there, and he was like, dude, all the Georgia players in here at dinner. And I was like, he didn't know who they were. And so when I started digging around, I was like, wait a minute, is that the Saints? And he's like, yeah, that's exactly who that is. The Browns had dinner with Abdul Carter last night in Cleveland.
Yeah, I heard about
that. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want six Georgia players.
We
playing
don't need
for the
Athens
damn
South.
I don't want to do not in this not with that team, not in this division. No.
The best way to kind of knock that off would be if the Falcons were to draft the Georgia player maybe in the first round. So there you go.
And again, this is what I have said the whole time. This is what I've said the whole time. And talking about that, sounds like, and I talked to Mike yesterday, sounds like Tate Ratledge is really picking up some steam.
Yeah, I've heard. I've seen some.
I like that.
He got mocked to Seattle in the second. They have two picks in the second. Jared Wilson and Tate Rattles got mocked to them yesterday.
Wow.
I got to ask you about a guy that has gained some steam too and maybe could be there in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Dan Jackson.
I don't think Dan Jackson goes in the fourth, but I think if you draft him, I'll say this. If Dan Jackson's drafted in the sixth or seventh round to any team in NFL, I would bet money. Stake always says, what would you bet? I will bet $500 he makes the team. Because he can play special teams.
Right.
He can tackle. The one thing I talked to guys in Athens about Dan Jackson, they knew he could run. They're like, wait till this kid runs.
Yeah.
He runs
4-4.
But go turn on the tape. Somebody will stick your face in there in open field.
We saw it Friday after Thanksgiving.
And get you to the ground. Oh, yeah, he stuck his face in there. What unbelievable hit.
Yeah.
But somebody that will take a crossing route that's 8 yards, and you're trying to limit that to 9 and not miss a tackle, and it's 21 yards. He'll take your ass to the ground.
And guess what? So, in the NFL, you don't have to be ejected.
Yes.
Most of the time. Well, so he's going to love it.
You get a note, and your bank account gets you eject some money from your bank account, but you don't lose. You're not out of the game.
And one of the other defensive vets is going, hey, young buck, I'll take care of that.
Well,
don't worry about that.
The thing about that, I've said this to a couple times. If the Falcons like somebody better, I'm fine with that. If they like the kid from Marshall, take him. If you like Shamar Stewart better, take him. Let's just be right. Let's be right. And I don't want to sit here in 2 years and go, did you not look at Philly?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we got four of them at the Saints.
That's going to
be right, man.
The conversation always happens because I completely agree with you. I don't think they could have been right a lot of times in the past. Now, I'm hoping with the new strength coach, the new coaching regime, and everything else, they had the pieces in place to develop. And I've said it all along. I'd have been fine if they'd have drafted Jalen Carter. I don't think Jalen Carter would be as good in Atlanta as he is in Philadelphia because I don't think that they have the same setup, and I don't think they've established the same ability in the front seven.
Same senior leadership type guys.
Mentality, practice habits, everything.
If Jalen Carter stays on this path, he's going to absolutely annihilate an NFL second deal.
Yeah. I completely agree.
But I don't know if it'll be like Haynesworth
style. I don't know if it'll be there or not, but I can tell you right now, he is going to. I saw some rumors the other day that his next contract. Because it's hard to get that elite game record. You think about it, really? It's been Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Derrick Brown's approaching that level,
He's getting hidden in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and he got hurt last year, but I think the defensive upgrades are going to help him. Yeah. I'm glad that they didn't get What's my Milton?
Milton Williams.
I'm glad I didn't get Milton Williams and share.
That was close.
Thank you, New England, for that.
Because very close,
with him and Derrick Brown together. Well, how much do you know about? There's a mock that had Jahad Campbell in the first round and Alfred Collins, a DT from Texas at 6'6".
I loved Alfred Collins.
What do you know about Alfred Collins?
That's a big old Jesse.
Because he's not a guy that I don't think our audience.
You know what he does?
Knows a lot about.
He makes everybody around him better because you have to account for him every play. Dude's built like a damn Winnebago. Like you're not, you know what I mean? Like you're not moving my man from the B gap.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Dude, if there's anything the Falcons need, it's that.
When you listen, without losing street cred, when you walk up behind a man and you see him look like that, that's what you want. That's what your D tackle's supposed to look like.
You talking about he's supposed to look
like a dude looks like a damn 86 Volkswagen from behind. That's what I want.
Like Saban boat used anchor, to say, man, look like two hogs fighting in a pillowcase.
Yes. I mean, you want an anchor. And it may not be one of those guys that the stats kill you. But it's with the guy behind you. Doesn't have to worry about a damn lineman free on him.
I don't need stats.
Because you have to count for him.
I don't need stats.
I worry a little bit about Jahad Campbell. Is he a tweener at 15?
Yes.
Because the guy can rush the passer. Obviously, they moved him inside, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he had to learn to play. He's 1 year into that.
Yes.
And Georgia did the same thing with Quay Walker. It was in reverse. They take Quay Walker and move him out.
Yes.
I was a little worried that Quay Walker might end up being a tweener. 3 years later, he's a damn baller in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know at 15. If we're 26, I have no problem. 15 worries me a little.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And let me expand on that, and we got to get to break here in just a second, but I'm not asking you who the best player is from Georgia in this draft. Give me what you think will end up being the best value pick. Like, who in their slot that you – like, you just talked about Tate Rowledge probably being the third rounder.
I think
Dan Jackson maybe not a fourth. Who
you talking about Wills, 10 years from now?
Yeah. Who do you think Malachi would be the best value?
Malachi Starks. Because I think he's going to be anywhere from 22, unless somebody reaches, to 30. If he doesn't get hurt, which is always for any player, he's unbelievable in the back end, smart.
Yeah.
And Georgia had to play him at star this year. When he can get back there and see the field, the entire field, ball skills, athletically, how he's wired, mom and dad. I mean, I don't know that I would hesitate with Mykael Williams. I don't know that I'd hesitate with Jalen Walker. Those guys are going to take a lot of collisions. But when you take an elite safety and you look at the guys that last the longest, barring injury, I think a 10-year value on Malachi Starks is going to be the guy.
Why take him over Emmanuel from South Carolina? Why Starks over him? I have my reasons. I just want your reasons.
Yeah,
well, you look at him, and that guy is huge. He runs, and people are going to blast me on social. I never watched a game going, that dude's a super freak. That dude scares me.
I completely agree.
If you watch Georgia 3 years, you stay away from that guy in the middle. Stay away from that dude. Don't test him. Let's pick somebody else. You know what I mean? It's always, to me, like, who's that dude that scares the piss out of you?
Yeah.
Stay away from that dude. That was my guy.
I've seen Stark. To your point, we watched film on Emmanuel, and then I've watched Starks play live in games. He's made plays that that nobody else in college football has made in his position.
Yeah.
And he's an unbelievable playmaker.
He's just not as twitchy as I thought he was going to be on tape when I watched him.
Yeah. Listen, you got to be real careful about that. Those dudes. Listen, this guy he's a one percentile human now in his frame and all that.
Yeah.
I just never let, because I saw him on the sidelines when Georgia played South Carolina a couple years. I was like, this dude is ridiculously, where are they getting these guys?
Yeah.
It just
create a player.
Ronnie Harrison, Xavier McKinney, those dudes.
Yes.
You stay away from those.
I was going to say, I used to think that way of like the Minkas of the
Minka
world.
Minka Fitzpatrick, perfect example.
Yeah.
You know?
Next time we see you, bring some better news. How about that?
Yeah. Can you tell us?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make some calls.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, guys, listen, anybody on 316 with that tag?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Stay off, stay off the New Orleans tags.
All right, man.
Can we arrest some other people for a while over at 316?
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Leave them in jail, mate.
Appreciate it, Rusty. Thanks for hanging out with us.